Champion jockey Hugh Bowman will have his sixth ride in a Caulfield Cup tomorrow, chasing his first win in the race, and he's got a great chance on Cliffs of Moher. And he joins us this morning on Racing Poles. Good morning, Hughie. How are you going, mate?
Well, thank you, Michael. How are you?
I'm very well. You must be excited about this engagement. Have you been down to Werribee, or will tomorrow be the first time that you'll sit on his back?
I have been to Werribee, but I haven't sat on the horse. It'll be the first time I've seen him, actually.
Is that difficult for a jockey, or you guys do it so often these days it doesn't really matter that the first time you'll ride him will be in this major race?
It's hard to answer, really. It can sometimes have something to do with the horse. Sometimes it is beneficial to get to know them, and sometimes you're better off just getting acquainted on the day. So hopefully that's the case with this horse.
Will you have a chat to Aidan O'Brien before tomorrow?
I've spoken to him.
And what did he tell you about the horse? Is he confident? Or how did that conversation go?
He feels he's the right type of horse. He's pleased with how he travelled over here. He's pleased with how he went last week. Obviously, he seemed to go well. And he's pleased with the barrier. So, you know, the stable's confident he'll run a very good race.
What do you think about that barrier? Because no doubt you'll have looked at his previous starts, and he's usually not the best beginner or the quickest to muster speed. Those inside barriers can sometimes be tricky with the early speed in a Caulfield Cup. What do you think?
Well, we'll just have to work it out as we go, Michael, I guess. He was obviously a bit slow away the other day, so it'd be nice if I could jump on terms and settle a bit closer than he did the other day. But, you know, I'll have to just play that by ear and... I suppose by drawing the inside, it would be advantageous to be, you know, midfield or somewhere thereabouts, you'd think, wouldn't you?
Absolutely. You must have been pretty impressed with what you saw of his run last week.
Yeah, I certainly was. And the way the race was run, for him to sort of finish off the way he did, was very encouraging. And, you know, he's been set for the Caulfield Cup and obviously the Melbourne Cup, so... You know, I would expect him to, you know, take improvement, if that's possible, from the run the other day.
It's hard to get a line on the internationals, but of the locals, who do you see as being the hardest to beat?
Well, I think Youngstar, actually, to me, stands out with the light weight. I just think she ran so well the other day. Obviously, the favourite has to be included in the main dangers, Kingswell Dream. He's been set for the race. That's been well known all along, and his form's been consistent and it's been good. So I'd say those two stand out, but I respect Eight High as well. He's a good horse, and at this distance, I think he's certainly up to this level. He just might be better suited on a bigger track. You know, he might be better suited when he gets to a track like Flemington, but the horse has got class, especially at this trip.
There's no doubt about that. It could be a big day for you, Hughie. Outside of the Cliffs of Moher, you've got some really nice rides. Rainier, you had no luck on last start. You've also got Invincibella later in the day. Who do you think's your best outside of Cliffs of Moher in the Caulfield Cup?
I think Rainier is. But Invincibella's in great form too. And again, I just think... her style of racing, she's going to need a lot of luck at Caulfield. You know, I think she too is more suited at Flemington, as I was just like, a bit like Ace High, but Rainier with a good draw. Obviously, his form's been very good, and I think he's the best ride.
Good luck tomorrow, especially in the Caulfield Cup, Hughie.
Thanks very much. Appreciate it, Michael.
Hugh Bowman, champion jockey.